This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
A Canadian clothing brand called Joe Fresh travels south tomorrow to about 700 JCPenney stores. It's aimed at younger buyers, but can it really do much for the struggling Texas-based JCPenney? Bill Zeeble of Station KERA in Dallas reports.
The retailing giant needs something. More than a year ago, JCPenney dropped sales and coupons in exchange for everyday low pricing. Since then, it's lost $1 billion and laid off 20,000 people.
They've lost 30% of their business. It's just gone away. That's an incredible hurdle for a retailer to try to clear.
Ed Fox is a marketing professor at Southern Methodist University who tracks JCPenney. He says Joe Fresh has sold well for Penny online and may work in stores. But by the time Penny fully implements its store-in-a-store plan, it may be too late. Gabriella Santanello is a retail analyst at Wedbush Securities. She says Penny needs the fashion-conscious customer it's targeting because it's left its middle and lower-income core out to dry.
While they're trying to court a younger consumer, a hipper consumer, they are forgetting about this moderate customer. They've brought in these hip, cool brands, which at the end of the day, the consumer who has been shopping JCPenney is not really going to identify with.
Santanello and Fox say that leaves the chain in a sort of no man's land, with confused customers who don't know who JCPenney is anymore. In Dallas, I'm Bill Zeeble for Marketplace.